soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on November 25th, 2022. This is on the sin of the Churchites. Please, don't be offended by this title. But God is offended with this truth of what I'm going to discuss here in this message, this declaration. It's a grievance. And I've been considering in recent days the many types of false ministries, false apostles, false prophets, false shepherds, false teachers, false brethren, false doctrine, false prophecy. False is false. And God expects the real deal, the real fruit, not plastic fruit, not imitation, but the real born again, transformed, washed, regenerated people that abide in the truth of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord for his glory. The sin of the Churchites is a tragic grievance to God Almighty and his Son, Jesus Christ. These are they who profess to know the Lord, but by their deeds, manners, and doctrines, they deny him. They refuse to follow Jesus and instead walk in the ways of perversity in the highest hypocritical stage-playing skill. God hates this, and this is why I report this crime against God. There's nothing worse than misrepresenting the Lord. The scriptures recount the many times false prophets rose up and attributed to the highest one their own imaginary words. These are things that misled people that believed them. They said they were sent by God, but they lied. Nothing is new under the sun. The false prophets and the long list of pseudo-Christs, apostles, teachers, shepherds, brethren, amass to this day. They are everywhere, every corner channel of the media, the bookstores, and they stand shiny wherever consumerism operates. They are the sellers. And the buyers of religion line up to buy their wares. Off they go into oblivion, having decided not to heed the voice of the Lord, but instead chose teachers after the whimsical tastes of vanity. The Churchites do not want to follow Jesus. They want what they want, and it is not the Lord or what is holy. The Churchites do not care about the truth. They do not care, as ancient apostate Israel, that God is offended by their religious ways. God said he hated their feasts and their Sabbaths, it's written in the prophets. He detested their music with feigned words of admiration for God. When he withdrew, they did not even notice. No, from the prophets and priests to the supporters of the religious system, they continued on, not recognizing God was gone from them. They forget God. God is not in all their thoughts. They give him up. They give him lip service, but their hearts they have removed far from him. And they teach for doctrines the commandments and precepts of men. This is true then. This is true now. Woe to the Churchites. These are some of their sins. They're stiff-necked, rebellious, self-ruled and self-willed, hard-hearted, defiled conscience, closed ears, slow to hear, vain, leavened, always err in their heart, do not know the ways of the Lord, as 40 years long, continuous non-response to God's voice and spirit, though they see his gracious, kind works displayed day to day. They murmur, grumble, complain. They're worldly, ignorant, associate with all the wrong people. They are friends of the world and all of God's enemies. No dynamics of seeking, receiving, treasuring, crying out for, lifting up the voice, asking for intense pursuit of God's ways. There's no fear of God, no true knowledge of God, because it's based on those dynamics recorded in Proverbs chapter 1. They do not know what God is doing or saying. Tragic. They do not know Jesus. They support evil. They approve things God detests. They're oblivious to what grieves God. They grieve God. They quench the spirit. They boast of shameful things. They glory in the flesh. They despise the Lord. They love what he hates. They hate what he loves. They're fake, counterfeit, masqueraders, shapeshifters, actors, walking in the ways of Cain. They love to do evil as their father, the devil. They're an adulterous generation, unfaithful, unbelieving, fleshly. They walk in the ignorance of those that preceded them that did the same thing. They disregard the truth. They can take it or leave it. They're indifferent. They're disobedient, apathetic. They're not convinced or consider. They don't evaluate the authority of Jesus Christ, the Supreme King of Kings and Lord of Lords. They're antichrists with a small a. They're followers of many antichrists who deny Jesus. They're defiled, corrupt, blind spiritually. They have no oil in their lamps. Fools and blind, dead though they profess to be alive. They're polished tombstones. They look so nice on the surface, sound so good, but within are dead men's bones without the presence of life. God is grieved with them. He swears in his wrath they will not enter into his promise. This is Trevor Davis, SoundingTheAlarm.com.